Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody out there. Amen. We thank and praise God for everybody that's listening to another segment of Jesus Saved Through Faith Talk Show Radio. That you know that God loves you and He wants to see you saved. Praise God. We ask that you listen in, praise God. Go tell your brother, your sister, your cousin, your uncle. Amen. Call them in and say, Elder Braxton, Ernest Braxton is on the air. Amen. Praise God. Let them know that they could come in and sit down and listen to the teachings. Praise God. Amen. I'm an evangelist and a teacher. And Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bible Way. Praise God. We believe in being saved. We believe in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Praise God. We believe in the baptism in Jesus' name. Amen. And we believe it today, praise God. And we hold to those. We hold to it today, Lord. We know, let everybody know that God loves them. And He cares about their soul. You know why I get on the radio? Because I love people. People is what we're supposed to go out and do. The Bible says, go teach. Go preach. And that's what we do. To get out there and go teach it and go preach it, praise God. So that's what we have to do. We thank and praise God. Well, this subject today, before I go that far, I want to give thanks and honor to our Apostle C.A. Coward, our provider, our pastors and other bishops, praise God, our presider, praise God. We want to give honor to him. Amen. Praise God. R.J. McLeod, Bishop R.J. McLeod. Praise the Lord. Amen. And also to my bishop. Amen. Adrian M. Shaw. We thank and praise God for him and all of it, the brothers and sisters and the pastors in the Church of God, the Bible Way. Give honor also to our bishop up in Georgia. He just lost his mother, and we're very sorry, you know, and we keep him in mind. Amen. Give honor to him. Praise God. Jonathan, Bishop Jonathan Brickshaw. We thank and praise God for him. Amen. And let him know our deepest sympathy is going to run out for him. And, you know, we be praying, praise God, we thank and praise God. Amen. And they said, I heard that the funeral going to be at 11 o'clock at the temple over in Winter Haven, praise God. Amen. 11 o'clock there. So if you can make it, come on out, praise God. Let me see you. Amen. Well, interesting topic in this that we're going through today is that why we baptize in Jesus' name. Why do we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ? Amen. A lot of people, they want to know, is how come that y'all apostolic baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? Well, let's go into this as we see. Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, and he said, go ye into the, what is it? Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name. Okay, he said in the name, not names with an S on it. I mean, he said in the name, meaning singular. That's a singular. Okay, not in names, but he said baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. But we also know, praise God, that in the name of Jesus Christ, I mean, in him dwell all fullness of the Godhead bodily. That's Colossians 2:9, praise God. We know that, you know, that he fills all those spots, amen, all those powers and positions. Right there, what you say? So in other words, we don't believe in this thing they call three gods and one and three persons. three persons in one and all that. You know, we believe in monotheism, meaning that we believe that God is one. And the Shema tells us, it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord, one Lord." Amen. And when you deviate from that thing, amen, you miss the whole concept of the Bible. Amen. Because God is not three persons in one. He's not three gods in one, and he's not three heads, all right? The Bible says that, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thou God is one Lord." Praise God. So we see here that you got to go down in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. There is nowhere in the Bible, nowhere in the Bible, praise God, where a person was baptized saying the titles or the wordings Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And then we see in the scripture, as we go through the scripture, that they was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, praise God. And if you haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, you haven't got the mode right. You haven't got the formula right. Amen. The preacher didn't baptize you right. A lot of people have, you know, they want to be argumentative about it, but what about the truth? Praise God. The truth is that you should be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but not the names or titles. All right? And what is that name? That name is Jesus Christ. Amen. So when Jesus said this, amen, we see that someone should be thinking, "Well, what name is Jesus talking about?" Amen. Amen. What name covers the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost? Amen. Amen. We see that Peter had it right on the day of Pentecost, praise God. And if we go to Acts chapter, if you look at the action of the apostles, you see nowhere he was baptized. Peter was baptized in Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. It was said in the name of Jesus Christ, or in the name of the Lord. You know, that's where you see it, praise God. But here we see, okay, in Acts 37, okay, look what it said. Acts 2:37 say, "Now when they heard this," in other words, when they heard this, they didn't argue with Peter. They didn't fuss with him. They didn't fight. They didn't disagree. When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, meaning that they was convicted in their heart. Amen. Conviction had set in because Peter had told them about what they was doing. Okay? And look what it says here. Amen. "And said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent." See, you have to repent of your sins. In other words, repent, he says, amen, "and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Amen. So we see here, praise God, you have to go down in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. Amen. You got to have that. You got to believe and you got to be baptized. Amen. In water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. So we see here that is the correct formula. Praise God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That Jesus was talking about, because Jesus said, "I am come in my Father's name." Then he says, "I and my Father are one." And then in St. John 14, he says, "He that has seen me has seen the Father." Amen. So we see here that Jesus is God in flesh. In other words, Jesus, the body of Jesus was like the tent of God. Amen. Amen. The body of Jesus was like the house of God. Amen. The body of Jesus was the body of God. Why? Because God didn't have, if God came down in the spirit, you can't withstand him. And the Jews tried that one time before at that mountain. They came. They told Moses, "Hey, look, we don't want you to talk. We want to talk to God." They wanted to talk to God for themselves, right? So Moses set boundaries around the mountain there, and all of a sudden, you know, the Lord Spirit came on that mountain and started quaking and lightning and thundering and so forth. Amen. They couldn't withstand it. Then they got so afraid. They told Moses, "Say, look, you talk to him. Say, you talk to him, all right?" But Jesus was the embodiment, the embodiment of God. God was in him. That's why Jesus said, "I'm in the Father, and the Father in me." Amen. So Jesus was God in flesh. Amen. Jesus was the one who created the earth. Amen. God was in that body. That body of flesh and blood, praise God. We see the scripture talks about, you know, sacrifice and offering thou was not, but a body that thou hast prepared for me. Who was that? That was Jesus that he was talking about in the Psalms that he was talking about. So we see here that it was Jesus, praise God, that you needed to know. Amen. And then I said before, if you look at the whole Bible, amen, Jesus referred back to, he said, "Search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they that testify of me." So we see here, amen, so this whole Bible points to Jesus. Amen. All the sacrifices, the blood sacrifices, and all those things that was coming, all those things that was going through the Bible, it goes and points to the coming of Jesus. Amen. But some people have missed that point. They don't see it that way. Amen. But we see here that Jesus, amen, was the Lord from heaven. So we see here, therefore, amen, when he says, "Baptize them in the name of the Father," in the name, not plural, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So that means that you need to find out and go back and search and say, what name is Jesus talking about? But the apostles, Jesus taught them, and they understood it to be the name of Jesus Christ. And in the scripture, you find out that they was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, what is the mode of baptism? The mode of baptism is how you do it, how you perform it. Amen. The mode of baptism is not sprinkling and pouring on and dipping some water out of a cup and pouring on somebody's head. Nothing like that. Amen. The real mode of baptism is when you go down under the water in the name of Jesus Christ. When you go down up under that water. When you go up under that water. Amen. You're buried. Now, how would you feel you ask somebody to bury your grandma and then leave her foot that's sticking out of the grave? Some people say, "Wow, all right, you got to bury the whole body down in underwater and bring it up." Amen. Praise God. But when you tear it down in the name of Jesus Christ, that typifies that you're burying the old man and you're going to raise up in the new man. Amen. So what happened is a lot of people, I think I call it, you know, I tell people, say, when I baptize you, all right, I'm not going to sprinkle you. I'm not going to pour no water on you or nothing like that. I'm going to carry you all the way up under the water, all right, either in the baptismal pool or either out there in the lake, all right? But I'm carrying you all the way up under. One time I baptized this lady, all right, and this girl, and a lady came up and I was baptized in her head. I had to redo it again. Why? She said, "Why I got to do it?" I said, because you didn't get all the way down in that water. You can't just let one part of your leg hang come out and the rest of your body. I mean, you got to baptize the whole body. Amen. So we see here that you have to see this. praise God, because God wants us to know the truth about this thing. Amen. So you have to emerge. Amen. That's what the original was. When you had the original baptism, water baptism, you had to come up under the water, praise God. You got to be baptized up under the water. Now, if your church is not baptizing, all right, they're out of course. Why you say that, preacher? Because Jesus said, he that believe and is baptized, Mark 16 and 16, he that believe and is baptized shall be saved. Amen. So, you know, you need water baptism. And guess what? Amen. You got to be baptized with the Holy Ghost also. Amen. So, you know, I tell people, don't get discouraged because you don't get baptized with the Holy Ghost right away. Continue to seek God. Continue to wait. Amen. And continue to tarry. Let God continue to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day you see that the Holy Spirit coming in, amen, and make a sound, and you speak in tongues, praise God. And people, they say, that's old, amen, but it's still there, praise God. So we see here today, you must go down in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, for the remission of sin, amen. So you need to have that, praise God. So that's the real true mode, is when you carry a person down, when the preacher carry a person all the way down, their whole body, under the water, in the name of Jesus Christ, and bring them back up, praise God. And that's what we do. Amen. Amen. So we see it. Now, if you want to be baptized, amen, go to an apostolic church, somebody, tell the preacher, say, you got to say in the name of Jesus Christ, and carry you down. Or you can be saying it yourself. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because Paul, Ananias told him to rise and be baptized. Amen. Amen. Calling on the name of Jesus. Amen. So he called in on the name of Jesus when you go down in that water. Praise God. Yeah, the priest is supposed to be calling on the name of Jesus, telling us in the name of Jesus Christ. But Paul, you know, he was baptized. You know, how he was baptized, calling on the name of Jesus. Amen. So that's what Ananias commanded him to do that. You know, praise God. Amen. So we see here today, praise God. In other words, it says that, he said that in Acts 22:16. Amen. According to Paul's testimony, amen, it says, we see here, he said this, Paul was baptized. See? He said, washing away his sin, calling on the name of the Lord. Amen. So we see here, you got to call on the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So we see here that God loves you. Now, so we talked about the mold, and we're still on the formula. And I mentioned there's nowhere in the Bible where somebody was baptized saying Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that Trinitarian version. Amen. God had always been one. Amen. And he's always been one. Amen. Jesus is not separate from the from God. Amen. And God is not separate from Jesus. Amen. Because God was in Christ reconciling the world into himself. That's the scripture. So we see here that you need to go down in the water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, you need to go tell your pastor, say, I want to be baptized. And you know something? A friend of mine was at this Baptist church. They hadn't baptized in something like 12 years or more. I said, wait, something must be wrong with that guy. He said, why? I said, it's supposed to be a Baptist church. They're supposed to be baptizing people. All right. So he said, but they ain't baptized. You say that thing got cinch in it. It's so thick. They ain't never used that thing since he been there. So this one lady say something wrong with this picture. Praise God. Something wrong with this picture. Amen. So we see here that you must go down in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. Why you got to do it, friend. Amen. So we see here today that you must go down in water baptism. Hallelujah. So we see that you've got to go down in his name. Amen. And that's what it's supposed to be. Praise God. Amen. We thank and praise God. as we go on today. Amen. Jesus loved everyone. And I love everyone, praise God. I thank and praise God for his goodness, praise God. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised, praise the Lord. And let you know that he is Lord and Lord of all, praise God. Amen. Let you know that he cares about your body, cares about your soul. Amen. We know that you got to be saved. You must be saved while you have the opportunity today, praise God. Amen. So we see here that some kind, you know, we have to have it today. Let the Lord come into your heart. Now, another thing I want to discuss with you today is that how to serve each other. God wants us to serve each other. Praise God. He wants us to serve one another. And when you serve one another, God will bless you when you serve one another. Praise God. Amen. You know, I pastored a church, amen, for some years, praise God, and I always thought of myself as a servant, amen. We have to be servants of God. You know, I was telling some people the other day is that you can't be a good leader unless you know learn how to serve, praise God, and learn how to follow. Amen. So a lot of times people have to think that we supposed to be above them. I tell people, like they say, I'm not your master, all right? I'm not your boss. I'm a servant to you. I'm here to serve you and help you, praise God. And when I'm here to serve you and help you, amen, that you need to know that God loves you and cares about your soul. Praise God. We see here today that God cares about you, and he wants to see you saved, not his will that any should perish. But what I mean, today, being a servant of people to help them and to show them and to teach them, you know, being a servant, I'm your brother in the Lord, and I'm being a servant to you. That's why I do. You know, I don't go out preaching for money and so forth. You know, but I believe in being a servant and helping and serving one another. You know, in other words, I mean, as a brother, we have to be that way. We have to learn to be a servant. Praise God, and that's what we have to do. And I thank and praise God today, amen, for his goodness, praise God. I thank and praise God for what he's done for us and how he helped us today, praise the Lord. Thank and praise God for his goodness. Amen. So we see here today that, you know, you have to become a servant of the Lord, praise the Lord. If you're a servant, amen, let people know that I am a servant of the Lord, praise the Lord. And we thank and praise God for all of you today, as we're doing in today, that it's here today, that we know that we care about you. We're on the corner of Osborne and 22nd in Tampa, Florida. In Tampa, Florida, praise God. We're here. Amen. Amen. We thank and praise God. We see here that you can come to Christ while you got an opportunity. Amen. As we go on in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we got a few minutes. Amen. Thank and praise the Lord. Amen. Thank and praise the Lord, you know, that God is good. He's good and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. We thank and praise him. Amen. Amen. Could you hear? All right. We see here today that God, he cares about you. And like I said, if you haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, Amen. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, go to an apostolic church, somebody who's preaching the truth by being baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, amen. Filled with the Holy Spirit, amen, with evidence of speaking in tongues. We want you to come, amen. And that's what you need to do. But learn to serve somebody this week. If the church would have that mind by serving people, serving each other, and stop criticizing and talking, you know, down at each other and all that stuff, amen, then it would be a better place, amen. So, in other words, I'm saying today, you know, we should have the attitude, how could we help each other? How could we help one another? How could we work with one another? Amen. Being a servant. Like I said, if we all get away with that attitude of being somebody, boss or somebody, head and so forth and all that kind of stuff, amen, and be service to one another, that makes a big difference. Now, I love people, and I care about their soul, and I know that God, he cares about them. You know what? It hurts just for me to see a person who dies and don't have the Holy Ghost, who dies and don't have no service with God, they have nothing, all right? They just think that, you know, they okay, I'm all right, and all that kind of stuff. No, you need to be prayerful, amen, and you need to make sure that your soul is right. Amen. That's what we got to do. You got to make sure your soul, this is not a plaything, praise God. You got to make sure that you're walking in the right way with God. Amen. Because a lot of people, just they're dying over all kinds of reasons. Now, Jesus Christ died for us and suffered, foot beat, and bled for us. All right? He made an atonement for us. All right? At least we should love each other and we should have some caring for one another. People do not care about human life anymore. It is a sad situation. And then, you know, you think about it, even in religion, people got this thing called religion, all right? Many wars have been fought over religion. Praise God. You think about it, you know. Many wars, many people got killed because of religion, all right? A religious thing. Look, they got the Christians years ago had inquisitions, all right? They're going to places and they kill people. Then now you got the Muslims, they go and they kill people because you won't pronounce Allah and all that. You know, then you got all these people, different things, you know. But you know what? God is looking for us that's going to serve each other and serve him. He's looking for a church to serve one another. So I'm Elder Braxton, amen. And I love people and I care about people all over the world, amen. You know, and that's what we think, because all of us got a purpose, praise God. You know, you got to find out what your purpose is. And I care about your soul. Amen. I thank and praise God for y'all. And remember, go get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to continue this lesson on next week on Thursday night, 6:30 Thursday night. This is Elder Ernest Braxton, 6:30 Thursday night. Meet me back on this radio. Get all your families together, and we're going to talk about water baptism again. So there's some other points I want to show you. Amen. So I want you to come on back, and we're going to talk about this thing. I've been talking about remission of sin and the sin bearer, talking about Jesus. Amen. We've been talking about that. I talked that last week. So this week, we're going to continue with the water baptism. Amen. And we're going to go through all some more scriptures with it. Amen. Give you all the scriptures. Amen. So next Thursday, 6:30, see me. Amen. May God be the glory. May God be the glory. May God be the glory for the things in which he have done. Yes, Lord. Glory and honor. To our Lord, O God, and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you. Praise God for them today. Bless right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.